And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations from the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Producer Douglas Hopper is sitting in for Lee this week. Hey, Douglas, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. It was all about Barack Obama this week and the fifth anniversary of the war in Iraq, two stories we decided to pay a lot of attention to. Let's start out with what people had to say about Obama, the speech, and his relationship with Pastor Jeremiah Wright. Obama offered a very personal take on his own faith and about the racial divide in America. Glenn Dunlap, who heard our coverage, had this to say.
As a black man, I equate this to a public lynching of a man that is truly intent on doing something positive for America. It's unfair to simply attach Obama to the pastor and not look at Obama's works as a state legislator or senator. I think Obama's public record speaks for itself.
Thank you for your thoughts, Glenn. Not everybody came to Obama's defense. One blog reader, AV, thinks that Barack Obama is getting off too easy. Here's what he had to say. It's hard for me to separate Obama with his close preacher religious leader. How can Obama say that he doesn't agree with what the pastor said? I know that if I went into church one day and heard my priest say, "God damned America," or make fun of black Republicans, I'd be sick to my stomach.
Thanks for that, AV. It has to be mentioned, though, that Barack Obama has strongly condemned Pastor Wright's remarks. Having said that, one of our guests, conservative commentator Tara Setmeyer, also thought Obama should be questioned because of his relationship with Pastor Wright.
I am running as a black man, but I'm not running as a black man. Don't look at me that way. I'm the uniter. I'm representing everyone. But yet, he has his entire belief system. He sat under someone who is preached from a specific black perspective. It's a problem for him.
But one listener thought Tara Setmeyer was missing the point and had this to say on the blog.
I think that the beauty of Barack's speech is that he illuminated issues that we are all talking about in our kitchens and amongst friends, both black and white, and has forced us to confront them.
Thank you for all your comments on this issue. Let's move on to another story we covered this week, the fifth anniversary of the war in Iraq. We dedicated Wednesday's show to observing the anniversary. In one of our segments, we heard from a round table of servicemen and women who have served in Iraq.
Would I do it again? I definitely would. You know, I love my country. I love my Marine Corps and, you know, the honor in it for my family, for everybody. And I know Iraq has kind of lasted a long time, but there's definitely people over there who still need us.
Many listeners wrote in to say that they appreciated hearing from troops who'd actually been on the ground in Iraq. But, of course, there were critics.
That's right, Michelle. Some listeners thought the troops we had on only presented one perspective. Greg Patton wrote in to say, quote, "Your program gave a sanitized glimpse of what people have to endure during war." Greg went on to say that he wanted to hear more about the horrors of fighting in a war.
Thank you, Douglas. And thank you, Greg, for writing in. I do have to point out that we don't tell our guests what to say. And I don't think anybody can say that an earlier conversation we brought you, for example, with an Iraqi emergency room doctor, sanitized the horrors of the situation. But, of course, we are always trying to figure out the voices we need to hear, the stories that we need to tell. To tell us more about what you think and to see what other listeners are talking about, you can go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.